Well, we've been reporting on the difficulties many American businesses have been having hiring workers. Today, a look at the childcare industry, where finding and keeping employees has never been easy. Now, the industry lost 350,000 jobs during the pandemic, according to the National Child Care Association. It's regained some, but staffing hasn't returned to pre-pandemic levels. In Georgia, federal stimulus money has allowed many child care providers to stay open, but low wages are keeping workers away. Martha Dalton of member station WABE reports.
The summer program at Bells Ferry Learning Center in Woodstock, a city just north of Atlanta, is filled with children happily eating lunch and talking. But what you can't hear in this lively bunch of kids is how the center has struggled to keep staff during COVID-19. Sharon Foster is the center's owner.
It really has devastated us. You know, frequently you can go down to Cheeseburger Bobby's or Target and make $14, $15 an hour. And you have to be highly educated and have years of experience to reach that pay level in childcare.
The average pay for most U.S. child care workers who serve kids ages 5 and younger is $11 to $12 an hour. In Georgia, it's $9 to $10 an hour. Foster says that makes it hard to keep good teachers who can make a lot more teaching kindergarten in public schools.
We have to have all the same skills. We have to be able to write lesson plans and execute them. We have to understand brain development. You know, the majority of that occurs from birth to 3. So we're the ones setting the foundation for this child's lifelong learning.
Unlike public schools, which are funded by taxes, child care providers rely on tuition. So Foster says if they want to pay teachers more, that cost is usually passed on to parents. Experts say low pay is the biggest obstacle to retaining child care staff. Pam Tatum is the president and CEO of Quality Care for Children, which helps parents find child care.
The child care system we have is really subsidized by low wages of teachers.
That's true even after an influx of federal money, she says. In March, Congress approved a stimulus package that included $1.5 billion for Georgia's child care providers. In most cases, the money didn't go toward pay raises. Tatum says it would have been expensive for centers to do that.
If the increase in wages goes through the child care program, the child care program has the taxes to pay on those wages. So the best way to do it would be a wage supplement that came directly from the state.
The state did give workers direct payments of $1,000, but Tatum says some employees left after receiving the bonus. More stimulus money is on the way, and providers hope it will help them afford to pay workers more. But even if it does, stimulus money won't last forever. That's why people like Pam Tatum want state and federal officials to find a permanent solution.
We will never achieve sustainable, high-quality child care until we're able to address the low compensation of teachers.
To make up for low pay, the Bells Ferry Learning Center gives employees other benefits. They offer health care for workers, which a lot of centers can't do. They give paid time off, holidays, and are currently offering new hires a $1,200 signing bonus.
That's a big lure for potential employees.
Jo Peavy is a teacher at Bells Ferry. She also helps with hiring.
When I turn over 3 pages of benefits that you're entitled to, everybody is like, oh my gosh, I don't get this where I currently am.
Peavy says the extras Bells Ferry offers help with recruiting. But even with those incentives, the center still needs to hire about 3 more staff members before school starts. Peavy says it's in everyone's best interest to find a solution because childcare is critical to keeping other industries going.
Of course, doctors and nurses are essential workers, and your ambulance drivers and your police and firemen, but none of those people can go to their job if we're not open to take their kids.
Providers think as school starts and parents head back to the office, the demand for childcare will pick up. But it's not clear if centers like this one can meet staffing demands, especially if wages don't increase. For Here and Now, I'm Martha Dalton.